fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 29th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. I probably need to repeat this once a month because it is so, so very important. Here it is. First of all, almost all of you listening to me here own at least one or more firearms. Almost all of you. While at the same time, almost none of you, despite my urging in the past, own spare parts for that firearm, or firearms plural. Now, you can easily spend $500 to $1,000 on a pistol, $1,000 to $2,000 on a rifle. Wouldn't it be a crying shame to have your $2,000 rifle be inoperable because you failed to purchase a 50-cent or $1 spring when you could have? Wouldn't that be a shame? I think it would. Here's what you do. You contact a competent gunsmith, a real gunsmith who is registered with the ATF and has graduated from a real gunsmithing school. And you tell them you want the following. You want 2 each of every spring, every extractor, and every firing pin that goes for that firearm. Springs, extractors, and firing pins. 2 each of all the springs, extractors, and firing pins for all your firearms. Getting them now in July of 2016 is easy and not terribly expensive. Getting these parts during a severe crisis, especially a severe long-term crisis, well, it's just not going to happen. Not for very few people, anyway. So that's your proper tip of the day. Contact your gunsmith. Make arrangements to purchase 2 each of all springs, extractors, and firing pins for all your firearms. You'll be very glad you did. Get them packaged up and identified and properly stored. We have a patiently waiting green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us, and her website is twiland.info. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, you sound up and at 'em this morning.
Pretty much every morning.
pretty much every morning. Yeah, the rain is, I guess we're going to have a little bit of spotty rain. You'll probably have more than we do up here. And I've been sprinkling. I've been watering my lawns because the backyard and the front yard because, you know, I know that we're in a deficit. Even though we are, you know, we did hear that big rain that came through. Here we got 2 inches. I think you got a little more than that. And but that's not going to make Missouri not abnormally dry. We are still abnormally dry, which is the lowest scale on the drought index. But even so, you have to remember that you want to keep your plants growing, so you have to supplement your watering. All right. Well, we have some breaking news. I guess it's breaking news. They've been talking about it on the television. In Florida, the FDA has said that all blood donation establishments in Miami-Dade and Broward counties stop collecting blood immediately. So in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, the FDA is saying don't collect any blood for donation, any donated blood. And that's because they've had 2 more cases and they're investigating others. But they have confirmed that there were 2 more cases that were not travel-related. So that could be the first case of a mosquito transferred Zika virus. And, you know, there's no treatment for it.
Right.
And there's no vaccine for it. And the only way we think that it kills you is that it seems to decrease the platelet count, which is serious enough. I mean, people die from that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and you probably don't know this, but myself and all Vietnam vets were prohibited from donating blood for 1 full calendar year when we returned from Vietnam to make sure we did not have malaria.
Yes, yes. Well, all of this is, you know, this malaria is a different bug altogether, but there are a lot of, there are at least 5 flaviviruses that are floating around. Zika is the one that we're most concerned with right now because of the microcephaly, the prenatal danger to the brain. It just, you know, you don't want a baby with no brain. And so they're very worried about that and its effect. You know, it's going to have a tremendous emotional effect on the parents if they should have such a baby. And they don't know what else Zika can do. I mean, they're studying it, but they just want to take precautions. Now, there is one blood bank that has blood from previous donors, and it's called One Blood. And what they will do is they will test the blood that they have in stock and make sure that it doesn't have any Zika in it. So they have, so this is their backup plan. They will test for the virus for anyone who requests the test and all of the donated blood. So if you were to go into the hospital and needed blood, you'd want to get it from One Blood because they'll check it and make sure that it doesn't have Zika. But right now it's just 2 counties, and it's in Florida. Of course, we expected Zika to spread first in Florida and Texas, because those are the southernmost states. And they're on top of it. You know, they're looking at it in an epidemiology study.
Right.
So they've got scientists on the ground, and they're looking at the people who have Zika, and they're checking them to make sure that they didn't get it through a travel-related contact. And but if it's in the mosquitoes in Florida, and this is the end of July, we can expect those mosquitoes to be active through October. So I don't think this is a situation that's going to get better. It will probably get worse.
I'm kind of curious, Ann, what is the barrier erected between those two counties and the other counties surrounding them to keep the mosquitoes contained in only those two counties?
This reminds me of when I set my foot on on the DOE site out here at St. Charles. You know, it was a radioactive site. It was a Superfund site, and I was a analyst, so I was looking at their data. I didn't have to go out in the field. But I went out behind where my trailer was. They had they had trailers, and there was a chain-link fence, and it said radiation barrier.
Right.
And I said to my admin manager, I said, are they kidding? And I tell you, there were people out there who, like me, never had to go out in the field, thank goodness. But when the wind blew, you know, the wind does blow.
Right.
If there should be a cloud of dirt coming your way, they took it seriously. Even if their managers didn't. I mean, we weren't issued masks or anything. But we did. I managed to stay inside when those things happened, and I think they did shut off the air intake, but I don't know that. But in any case, yeah. Well, it's like anything else that's environmental. Environmental problems don't recognize political boundaries. And so, yeah, if I were in the counties that were adjacent to those two, Broward and Miami-Dade, I'd be worried, and I would certainly take precautions. It's pretty hard to get out of standing water in Florida that far south. I mean, it's just
it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
You just like the alligators. Just like the alligators.
Just like the
alligators. Right, everywhere. Right.
That was a sad thing. All right, well, I do have some information on what's going on. They have a new map out, and they've increased the legend, so that helps a great deal. There's more contrast now between the states that have a lot of cases and the states that have no cases. Before, it was all kind of one color of blue, different shades, but now it's got some green in it and royal blue and navy blue, and so it's a lot better. You have to remember, Zika is a nationally notifiable condition. That means when a doctor treats somebody and finds out they have been to a Zika area, he will send that information to the CDC. And they set up a national grid that touches every doctor, every laboratory, every hospital, and they all send data into a computer at the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia. And then the CDC traces where groups of infections are. And then they know where to send their people. And this was done after the towers fell because of they felt like they needed to do it on a national basis because a doctor on Main Street wouldn't know if the doctor on First Street was treating those patients. I mean, there wasn't a lot of communication between local doctors, and so if there were a cluster, nobody would know. So that's why they set up this grid. We have 1,657 travel-associated cases. Now you have to remember, you have to multiply that by 5. So let's say it's 1,500. That would be 3,000, 6,000, 7,500 cases in the United States. And we have 15 sexually transmitted diseases. Again, 5 times 15 is 75. And we have 5 that have displayed the Guillain-Barré syndrome. And 5 times 5 is 25. in the territories, of course, Puerto Rico is just taking it on the chin. They have 5,000 locally acquired cases. Now, we have no local. They're saying that the United States has no locally acquired cases. Well, that doesn't, they haven't, this is as of the 27th, which is only 2 days ago, but they are looking at these four cases in Florida and to see if they are locally acquired. So I suspect that that'll change the next time they do a report. And, you know, it's just, we knew this was coming. I mean, you know, you and I have been talking about Zika for a long time. And so we're not surprised.
No, not at all, Ann. Not at all.
But we are now thinking, oh, I should have done this or I should have done that because it's here. I mean, it's one thing to know that a hurricane is going to strike. And then when it strikes, you say, oh, well, okay, maybe I should have done something better. So I want to remind everybody, avoid mosquitoes, and I have some news about that, too.
Okay.
The FDA has put out a paper, and it is they have decided that Zika virus is a relevant communicable disease agent or disease. That is an important term, relevant communicable disease agent or disease. For them to make that decision means that they're going to what they're going to do is they're going to implement donor screening like they're now doing they're not even taking blood from donors in two counties in Florida. But they're going to, for the people who run these blood banks, they're going to implement some donor screening tests. So it's gone up to a higher level, and this is a because it's been termed that. Now this is the first time that Zika has been put on. It's not still not an STD. You know, it'd be easier for them to make it an STD, but they have decided that it is something they need to take more action against. Now there's blood products, that is platelets, serum, and whole blood, and there are also, you have to think about Zika in organs. That would be brain, liver, spleen, kidney, lung, and heart. I bet we haven't talked about all of those organs being affected by Zika.
Right, right.
So, but because they elevated it to this new level, they listed them. You know, a lot of it is not, it's transparent to us because, you know, if they don't know for sure, they're not going to tell the public because they don't know for sure. But now they're convinced that Zika can be detected in the brain, liver, spleen, kidney, lung, and heart. Now, that means that all of those, if there were going to be a transplant, a liver transplant or kidney transplant, those are fairly common, those organs would have to go through special screening to make sure that they didn't have Zika in them. So this is going to slow down the transplant list. It's going to take some of the organs off of it. Now, the other things, that the smaller organs that they're worried about, and so they're talking about corneas, bone, skin, heart valves.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We'll get a 5-minute update from my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson, when we get back from the break. Everybody stay tuned.
Pour one. water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV. LANDHO.TV right now.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 29th of July. We get a five-minute update every Friday from my director of marketing, Ms. Mandy Thompson. Always look forward to that. Ann, say good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a little chuckle this morning. My mom sent me a text message, and she said, why did you call at 1:45 a.m.? And I said, I was asleep at 11, and I looked at my phone, and I think my cat slept on my phone and made about five phone calls all night.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I'm, yes, trying to, I'm texting people, if that, you received a call from me. Sorry about that. So my cat has now learned to use my cell phone.
Oh, so, no.
Yes. So that's my morning, but I'm glad to talk to you guys.
Okay. Well, Mandy, our new video that you helped me with is now ready for people to watch, isn't it?
It sure is, and it's wonderful. Yes, it's on your website or on the YouTube channel. It says Meet John Moore, and we've got two different versions. There is a shorter one and a longer one. Feel free to share it with any and all that is interested in John's message, and I think they turned out very well.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have Tim Spencer posted on my website also, so people can find it that way as well.
Yes. And
it's, I believe, 26 minutes long. And this will help people that are looking forward to getting me to mail them a check, which I'm really looking forward to help them in their efforts, won't it, Mandy?
Yes, and we're getting so many calls. I'm sending you emails of people to get in touch with. There are many, many people interested in hearing, having you come and speak with them. A lot of radio contacts, which is wonderful. So yes, a lot of good stuff is going on.
It is, and it's all fun. It all works together. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see at the top of my homepage, Uncle Sam pointing right at you. So click on there. There's four pages, very well done, that will give you all the information you need to move forward to help schedule a speaking engagement for myself. And once that's in progress, once that's done, I'll mail you a check. It could be a couple $100. It could be as much as $1,500, couldn't it, Mandy?
It could be, yes. And there's not only this going on. We have so much else going on. I think that you're going to be doing a lot of consulting work and the partners we're working with, and a lot of exciting times. A lot of it is in development right now, and we're really looking forward to helping as many people as possible all over the world.
I was talking this week to a gentleman I've known for about 5 years. He's a veterinarian surgeon. He spends his work days doing surgery on animals. He had a contract from FEMA 6 years ago to write a book on how to instruct veterinarians to treat human beings. And that was from FEMA, a FEMA contract, and they were in a really, really big hurry to get that book completed so it could be printed and distributed among veterinarians who, all the veterinarians I've ever known want nothing to do with ever touching a human being, let alone treating them.
Okay.
But they're doing this, FEMA's doing the right thing in this case, getting more, as many extra hundreds, if not thousands, of extra healthcare providers when the time should arise, which I don't believe is going to be too far into the future. How about you, Mandy?
Well, I think that it's best for people to realize or to appreciate the times that we're in and realize that certain skills such as EMT and basic nursing, how valuable those things are. So, you know, take a local course. You promote that, and that's something I'm looking into doing in the fall, just to have the education, because skills such as those are worth gold in crisis situations. So just anyone and everyone who appreciates the times we live in, you know, just take personal responsibility, sign up at a local college for a basic EMT class.
Right. Well, getting back to the topic at hand, if somebody wanted to contact you, they think, I wonder if I contacted Mandy Thompson, if I might be able to get a speaking engagement for John Moore. Well, don't just sit there and think about it. Contact Mandy. What's the best way to contact you, Mandy?
The email is help, H-E-L-P, at thelibertyman.com.
That's really wonderful. Mandy, I don't want to be cut off by the end of the break music here. And thank you for being with us, and we'll talk privately very soon.
All right, have a great day, guys. Have a great day, Ann. Bye-bye.
Okay. Ann, hold on. We got about an hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 29th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Just in the last 24 hours, I've implemented the principles outlined in the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I had a matter I was working on, and I made use of those principles, and I achieved my goal. How about that? And you can also. It's a book will give you the focus, give you the clarity you need to achieve any goal that you need to achieve. Copyright's long expired. Free download on my website, the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. You'll also find Energy Cleaner for sale there, a marvelous healing device. Takes 9 D-cell batteries, puts out a healing electrostatic signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's why I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free with more energy after a great night's sleep every morning, and you can also. If you don't get the relief you're looking for, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's from me to you personally. No third party involved. That's from John Moore to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. So when you spend your $285, you're risking nothing. When you use PayPal, PayPal now takes payments, by the way, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Don't forget to check out the factory-made, fitted, washable mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, twice, slowly, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. And you have regular updates on your website. Tell people how they can get those updates, if you would, please, those articles.
Yes, twiland.info. On the upper right-hand side of the first page, you'll see a donate button. And right below that will be a place for you to enter your email address. And then when the blog is updated, you will get an email that says that twiland.info has been updated. And that way you don't have to look at it every day, because it'll let you know when it's been updated. And if it's something that you're interested in, then you can go and look at it. Okay, I have to tell you that I have not been updating the blog because I've been down with heat exhaustion. And, the only thing they can do is replace the electrolytes that are lost. So the doctor says rest and drink lots of fluids. I mean, that's the recommendation. I said, well, but it's not so hot now. And she says, well, this is going to last for a while. It's a condition, and your body has to get over that heat. And I found down soaking in a cool tub is probably the easiest way to lower my core temperature. Okay, I need to talk now about, we're not the only ones. The United States are not the only ones that are worried about the Zika. And in Europe, they call these things that Zika can be transferred by substances of human origin, SOHO, substances of human origin.
So now, what does that mean, Ann? I've never heard that term before.
Well, that's why I'm talking about it. This is
Please.
Brand new.
All right.
Yeah, it just
All
came
right.
out this week or last week, and I had never heard of it either. But the safety of substances of human origin, SOHO, and that means that anything that might have the Zika virus in it might have consequences for the health of the recipients. So they're talking about donations of substances of human origin infected with the Zika virus. So you're talking about transfusion, and I have some more information on that. Transfusion is blood. Transplantation, and that's where that's your organ. We already kind of talked about hearts and lungs, kidneys, or IVF, assisted reproduction technologies. No, I hadn't even thought of that one, but the Europeans are pretty good about their health things. So they're looking ahead. They don't have Zika yet, but they do have the mosquitoes that spread it. And so they're looking ahead. And they've done a risk assessment. And let's see, the Zika virus RNA was detected for 5 days in serum, the blood serum, and up to 20 days in urine. And it can be detected in whole blood up to 58 days. Now, 58 days is almost 30 days to a month, so we're talking about 2 months. And so I don't know the other tests that have been done. They've said, well, it stays in the blood. It can be detected in the blood 4 to 8 days. But apparently that's in the serum. And so if they aren't doing the blood test correctly, they might miss it. And so they're worried about people who are receiving organs or blood or platelets. And what they want done is what the FDA wants done. Yeah, the FDA says no more donations from people who live in these two counties in Florida. So what medical establishments do is they inactivate the pathogen. Now, how do they do that? They take, they can treat platelets and plasma with four different things. And one of them is amoxicillin, UV light, riboflavin, UV light, methylene blue. And remember, methylene blue is also used in radiation treatment, UV light, and UVC light. And the amoxicillin UV light method has only been demonstrated to inactivate Zika virus in plasma. So, and in fact, Walter Reed Hospital has a grant from the FDA to show that it works, and we'll get into that. It's a UVA light. Now, the UVC light. Remember, there are four types of ultraviolet light that come from the sun, and A will burn you, and B will affect your eyes. Remember the beta blockers. C will give you cancer, and D will kill your cells, and eventually you will die of, you'll die because your cells die. So they have rules over there now. They only want blood imported from parts of the continent that are not affected by Zika. And if somebody comes in from, let's say, the States, especially the state of Florida, now they're going to be very suspicious about whatever they're donating, especially blood. Now, the Walter Reed people have a process that they're testing out. And what they do, now this will be good for all RNA, DNA, so it'll be good for viruses and bacteria, except that you understand it's an analog treatment, and analog treatments only work as good as the process works. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So what they do is they add, so they take your, let's say they take the blood, and they add to it the chemical, a chemical called amoxicillin, what it does is it will bind to the DNA or the RNA of anything, whether it is a pathogen, such as bacteria or a virus. And of course, my question is, okay, who might be susceptible to this? And of course, during fertilization, our DNA splits and becomes RNA. So I think that they really need to look at whether they want to use this, I don't want to call it purified blood, because they're actually adding to the blood, the supplemental blood, with pregnant women. But in any case, and then they use ultraviolet A to, they interstrand, they take the DNA and RNA crosslinks. You know what a strand looks like. You know, it's got the genes between the strands.
Right.
And then it prevents replication because it just inact, you know, it just, it binds them. And so what that does is what they have to do it before is they have to inactivate the leukocytes. Well, that's your immune system, because otherwise that's to prevent the graft versus host disease. You know, how if you get a graft, then your body will try, will see it as foreign and will try to reject it. And so anytime you get get a transplant, they give you something that will inactivate your leukocytes so that you won't reject whatever they're giving you. And in this case, they would have to give you something that would inactivate the leukocytes so that you could take the blood transfusion. So this is not, you know, this is not an easy thing to do, but they think that it's something that they could do. And they think it would work for any blood-borne disease. Now, this is the first time I've heard that Zika is a blood-borne disease, but, of course, we know that mosquitoes bite you, and it does go into the blood. So remember that Zika is a blood-borne disease. Even though it cannot be found in the plasma after 4 to 8 days, or in whole blood after 2 months. And, of course, we're also talking then about the other members of that viral family, the dengue and the chikungunya. So it reduces the risk of transmitting deadly infections through platelet products. It inactivates the pathogens and stops them from replication. And so it's a safer blood supply for our patients. But like I said, it's a analog process, and like any analog process, there's going to be some of these RNA or DNA virus bacteria that may not be inactivated, let's put it that way. And then also you're adding something to the blood, and we don't know what that something is going to do when it gets into your body. But that's, you know, that's one thing that they're working on.
Right, right.
All right. The now I have some bad news.
Okay.
Brazilian scientists have found traces of Zika in the southern house mosquito. We know that it's found in the yellow fever mosquito. That's Aedes aegypti, and we know that it's found in the Asian tiger mosquito. That's Aedes albopictus. And now they think that they have found it in the what they call the southern house mosquito, Culex. This is a really hard word to say, Quinquefasciatus. And I'm not going to say it anymore. I'm just going to call it Culex.
I know. I understand. Yeah, I understand.
This is why I didn't go into organic chemistry. And so they're looking at that now. They have found that they have found the Zika RNA in these Culex mosquitoes. And but this is the first time that they found it. Well, they found it in the lab, but they also have now found it in the field. And the Culex mosquitoes are more common than the Aedes aegypti, but they don't range as far north. In other words, they're a temperate. That's why they call it the southern house mosquito. It's smaller, it's brown, it's found in the subtropics at the most, and it feeds on other things besides humans. But so they're looking at that. You know, we've been told that that the only two that we need to worry about were the aegypti and the albopictus. But now there's a third one that they may have to look at. The range is not nearly as wide as the other two mosquitoes. You know, Florida and Texas and the bottom part of New Mexico and Arizona, maybe Louisiana. But it, you know, it just doesn't range as far north. It is mostly in the warmer climates. So that's the bad news. There may be another mosquito that can transmit Zika, and they'll be looking at that. So again, it's going to be personal responsibility. Okay, this is a lot of information about Zika that came out this week. And I'm glad that we had an opportunity to get this out to our listeners, especially SOHO, Substances of Human Origin. And you can just look at yourself in the mirror and say, oh, okay, I've got substances of human origin in me. And it's kind of like saying, well, how much is the human body worth? Okay, there is the yellow fever is another one of the flaviviruses, and they do have a live attenuated vaccine that they've used for 50 years, 60, 70 years, but there are some problems with it. And that is that, well, one thing, it sometimes gives you yellow fever, so you may not catch an acute form of yellow fever, but you may end up with a chronic form, which would give you meningitis, encephalitis, and kill you eventually.
Hold that thought, Ann. Hold that thought. We got time for one more call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 29th of July, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. Got about 3 minutes here, Ann.
Okay, this new yellow fever vaccine will be a live attenuated vaccine, and it's being headed by the National Institutes of Health in Atlanta, Georgia. So I applaud them for doing that, but I think that they should look at the Japanese encephalitis vaccine, which is an inactivated viral vaccine. All right, John, I'm going to talk about a four-letter word.
And that is?
Four-letter word. It's a four-letter word that you don't use very often in polite company. So be prepared.
Okay, standing by.
We're going to talk about snot.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Snot wars. What they've done is that they've studied snot. They've taken samples from people's noses, and what they discovered was that, we're always under attack from staph or strep or other bacterial diseases and viral diseases. And part of the role of the respiratory system, the sinuses and the nose, is to keep those at bay, your tonsils, so that those bacteria can't get in and weaken your heart or do other things that are just as bad. And what they discovered was that people, almost everybody, has staph in their noses. And a lot of people have strep, but they found out that some people had less staph because the strep was fighting the staph. In other words, there's a bacterial warfare going on in your body, in your sinus cavities, in your nose, and so they looked at why some people, they had less staph, and they figured out that one of the strep germs, bacteria, was emitting a drug that killed the staph. So this is you wouldn't expect this. I mean,
no, not at all.
And so they're thinking, so what they've done is they've isolated this drug, and it's called Lugdunum, and they're thinking that they could use that to treat superbug infections. In other words, if it works in your nose, why wouldn't it work on your skin? You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense
to me, yeah. And so this is these are researchers in Germany, and they say that the human body is an untapped source of new drugs. Now, normally we've gotten our drugs from fungi. Like penicillin comes from the mold that grows on breads, and sorry about that.
And no problem. We are out of time. Thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, John.
Okay, that's it for this hour. Be back next hour with Dr. Phil Myers. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry.
Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.